Dam. Some take out grape juice with their pinky, some with their pointer. Dam nevaish v'timrot hashan. When the plague of blood hit in Egypt, you had blood and fire and columns of smoke. Another opinion takes all the words we just described in the previous pasuk and says each one represents two plagues. This represents the 10 plagues that Hashem brought on the Egyptians in Egypt, and these are they. So now with each plague, we take out a drop of wine from our cup. Dam, Hashem hit the Egyptians with blood because they forbade the Jews from bathing in the Nile so that they would not be intimate with their wives. Hashem turned the Nile into blood unto them. Sephardeya, the Egyptians worshipped the frog as the god of fertility. Hashem sent the frog to destroy them. Hashem proved them that the frog would come and destroy drive them crazy with all the noise, jumping into their food, jumping into their mouths, jumping into their beds. Kinim, Hashem sent lice. The Egyptians thought the Jews got the plague of lice just like them, but the lice would bite the Egyptians and not the Jews. Egypt was a few feet deep in lice. You couldn't stand on the earth. You had feet depth of lice. And this was because the Egyptians would force the Jews to clean their clothing of lice, part of the plan of getting the Jews infested. Arov, wild animals that attacked the Egyptians because the Egyptians would force the Jews to go hunting wild animals and the Jews would be endangered as the Egyptians would force them to bring them the paw of a bear or the tooth of a lion. So Hashem punished them by sending the paw of a bear and the teeth of the lions against them. Dever, the Egyptians' animals died because the Egyptians would force the Jews to go and watch their animals Shechin, the Egyptians were covered with boils because they forbade the Jews from bathing so that the Jews would suffer from boils and the different afflictions of lack of cleanliness. And so Hashem punished the Egyptians that they were covered from head to toe with boils. Barad, hail that came and destroyed the crops of the Egyptians that the Jews would raise. Arbe, the locust, did it even more. Choshech, the darkness, the Egyptians wouldn't let the Jews come home during daylight hours. They would barely be home during nighttime hours. Hashem punished the Egyptians that they spent their time in darkness. The Jews felt like they were enveloped in darkness and lack of hope. And finally, Makat Bechorot, corresponding to the Egyptian throwing the Jewish boys into the Nile, Hashem killed the Egyptian children, their prized firstborn children.
Can we lick the finger? Should we lick the finger?
When you're done, you're good. You can lick the finger, but the main point is that the drop you take out should be taken out.
Yeah.
Meaning, don't take a drop out of your cup and into your mouth. That's against the purpose. My kids do that, and again, I don't fight them on it. It's enough that they see that I do differently. I don't have to fight with them over it. Why do I keep reiterating these points? Because as Chozrim B'Tshuva, sometimes people are very uptight about the small details. And that's the way that Chozrim B'Tshuva can sometimes cause their children to hate religion. Because they become very uptight over the details. You have to flow with it. You have to show them what's right and let them do it their way. And over time, they will understand from you how to do it right. Rabbi Yehuda noten mem simanim. Rabbi Yehuda would give signs, which are a good way of remembering them. Ditzach, we take out a drop. Adash, we take out a second drop. Be'achav, we take out a third drop. And really, these signs correspond to the series of plagues, because in each of these signs, the first plague was with a warning, the second plague was with a warning, the third was without a warning. And there are, Rav Hirsch has a whole piece explaining the systematic punishment, what all of the first of the series have in common, and the second of the series, and the third have in common.
But didn't you say there was a midrash where it says there was on the staff?
It was. Yeah, these words were on the staff.
So what does it say that Rabbi Yehuda gave those signs? Or what does it mean?
Oh, remind me. We'll come back to that during the meal, okay? Rabbi Yossi Galilei Omer. Okay, now we're going to have a three-way discussion. Rabbi Yossi Galilei, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva. And I'll summarize the discussion, okay? In Egypt, it says that the sorcerer said to Pharaoh about one of the plague, this is the finger of Hashem. And then by the sea, it says the Jews saw Hashem's great hand punishing the Egyptians. So we say like this. If the finger was 10 plagues, then the hand, which has 5 fingers, means that by the sea, they got 50 plagues. So that's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's explanation. Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva will agree with the ratio that whatever happened in Egypt happened 5 times as bad by the sea. But the question is, did they really suffer in Egypt only 10 plagues, or was each plague composed of more suffering? So Rabbi Eliezer says, being that the verse describes it as in Psalms, when the verse describes the plagues, so it says, Hashem sent against the Egyptians his anger, his wrath, his fury, trouble, and a band of emissaries of evil. So Rabbi Eliezer understands that when it begins with Hashem sent against the Egyptians his anger, so that you have to put a colon after that, and then the description of his wrath, his fury, trouble, and a band of angels of evil, those are 4 elements of each plague. You begin with his anger, colon, which is those 4. So 4 components in each plague. Rabbi Akiva only disagrees and says, don't put the colon there. Anger is one of the components. So there are 5 components to each plague. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, there are 4 components to each plague. So in Egypt, they suffered 40, meaning each of the 10 plagues had 4 components. And according to Rabbi Akiva, each of them had 5 components. So either they suffered 40 components in Egypt or 50. Whatever it is, 5 times that is what they suffered by the sea. That's the basic discussion of what we have here. What is the importance, going back to Asaf's question, why do we need the sign to tell us the order of the plagues? Because we have 2 different orders in Tanakh. In Psalms, King David gives a very different order to the 10 plagues. He's singing a song about the plagues, and he goes out of order. So one might wonder which was the order in which the plagues actually came. So Rabbi Yehuda gives you the sign. He tells you this is the order, like it says in the Torah. Dam tzvadeh kinim arov dever shchin barad arbeh choshech bechorot. That's the order. Don't misconstrue it because of the verse in Psalms. Okay, now we begin the song of Dayenu. I'm not reading through. I explained the 3 paragraphs. I'm not reading through the Hebrew. Okay, you guys can see the Hebrew in translation. You have it in front of you.